Let me greet you tonight. I hope that this Sunday evening finds you well. We pray for our health. We pray for our protection and blessings, all the things that's going on in our land. Hope your family's doing well. I pray this fall will be a good fall and a good journey for the kingdom of God and our families in a very special way. We're in a subject matter on Sunday mornings on the Ten Commandments. We talked about today on the Second Commandment, how to worship Him. I hope you enjoyed that message, and I pray that this message will be important to you. Talking about it pays to pay attention to the Word. It pays to pay attention to the Word of God. It really does pay, more ways than you could ever realize in our lives. And we must understand how much God wants us to understand His Word. He wrote it for us. He penned it. It is really the Word of God. And the best way of communication must be the Word of God, because He sent it and He wrote it so we could read it and understand it. Now, understand the Word of God is a discipline. It's a study. You know, when you get your textbook at school, you didn't go to the last chapter and just figured that you knew all the rest of the book. You went through it page by page and took a journey. There's a disciplined journey in the Word of God that we will take, and you can choose many options. There's all kinds of there. You can just take an option reading the Bible through in a year. You can take a Bible study and take a passage, a text, or a book. A lot of ways to pay attention to the Word of God today. That's important. Let me just speak in a general sense. God is love. If there's anything that I could say about God, there's no greater thing that I could say than He is love. There's nothing like His love. Love makes you feel secure. Love cleanses you, blesses you. It enables us to do what we couldn't do on our own. God is love. And love is more than anything or anything else anybody can give you in this world. Here's a paradox. Satan is evil. He hates you. He'd like to kill you. He doesn't care about you at all. And he's out to destroy our lives. And the only protector I have from Satan himself is the love of Christ through the Holy Spirit through rebirth. And then the connector that protects me more than anything I do as a believer is the precious Word of God. There's none. And the ignorance today in the Word of God today is phenomenal. The doctrine, the study of God. Do you know what Baptists believe? Do you know why you are a Baptist? Have you ever studied that? Have you ever seen the difference? Do you understand those basic doctrines of our... Now, it's amazing today that we'll just join a church just because we like the singing or like the preaching or the family is there, but never think about that. What is teaching, because the Word of God is clear. It's important for us to understand. Satan captures us. And let me share this with you. The greatest way that Satan works is just create a distraction from the love of God. Because see, he can't compete with the love of God. He can't even come close to presenting that. But he can distract you from that. He can just take you away. I know in revival services that I've been blessed to be a part of for many years, in a revival service, you see things going really well, and all of a sudden, I just see a turn. I see something Satan's done, and a whole distraction comes from what God is doing. So he always is trying to distract us and capture our attention. He uses bright lights. He uses lure of pleasure. He uses good feelings, shiny stuff. We spend much of our time distracted from the God because of all the tools that Satan has in his toolbox to take us away from the power and the love of Christ in our lives. He is a destroyer. Let's think about this. When we are at our worst, and all that was going on in our life and really hurt, and we were devastated, we were not paying attention to God. We were sin is a terrible thing. Sin is destructive. And we're sinners. See, we're innate in that. We need protection of that. And the Word of God is our protection. And He's out to destroy us, everything He can. When people who are walking with God, I'll share with you, there'll be suffering, there'll be cost. But boy, when you're paying a price for Jesus, instead of paying a price for sin, it's a two different paying. And the Bible wants to protect us of sin. He wants us to experience the love of Christ and the fruit of His Spirit. Let me share this with you. The fruit of the Spirit is what God puts in our lives when born again. The Spirit of God begins to dwell in our life. Peace, love, and joy, and meekness, and all those things become a part of our lives. Now, let me just share with you. When you're walking in the Spirit, you don't keep score of all wrongs. We forgive. The Spirit of God enables us to forgive one another. But if you're not in the Word of God, you're a scorekeeper. You keep the score, and you are just foolish in all the things happening to our lives. And so when you're walking with the Spirit of Christ, now, you want to know if you're really walking with the Spirit of Christ? Let somebody squeeze you. Let somebody come up and challenge your thinking or your actions or your life. You know, when you're being squeezed, what's in you comes out of you. And let me share this with you. I may think that I'm pretty well, I'm pretty balanced, and I know enough about Christ. But when the devil squeezes us, what's in us comes out of us. And when the Word of God and the power of His Holy Spirit is part of my life, you know what comes out of me when I'm really squeezed? There's a peace that passes understanding. There's a hope that's bigger than what I can see. There's a love that holds me. There is patience. All these things come in our lives. There's faith. But if the Word of God is not being matured in our life, the fruit of the Spirit is a subject matter to you that's interesting. You've never experienced the power of it because of the lack of distractions, the amount of distractions. Let me just ask you, when you're squeezed, how do you do? How do you react? Anybody can say bad, and we all do. There's none of us that walk on water that says it all right. But let me share this with you. The reason why church folks have such a hard time, because see, we're supposed to be that forgiver and lover and carry on, but somehow or another we get tied up in keeping score and remembering, and because there's no Spirit in our life dwelling within us. So I want to help you to talk to what God does. I've spent many years in counseling, working with people, but I sat with a lady that I knew very well in our church, and her and her husband went through a divorce, and it was an ugly divorce. It was horrible. The children, it always is horrible. But after the divorce, I continued to counsel with her for her to get her feet on the ground and try to figure out something in her life. Here's what she told me. Brother Ron, we went through a Bible study together. Here's what she said. If I'd have went through this Bible study 2 years earlier, I wouldn't be divorced today. I can now see how wrong I was. I can now see how God could change everything, but I was blinded. I was distracted from the power and the Word of God. So a Bible study helped her to understand the mistakes she made was the biggest mistake in life, but at the same time, if she would have just studied her Bible years earlier on this subject, she said it'd make all the difference in her life. And you know what I said to her? Amen. There's not one person in this world couldn't say the same thing, if we'd be honest. It's amazing what the Word of God will do to us. Spiritually, when we become alive, we begin to pay attention. We begin to have, we still have problems, but God specializes in problems. He's a problem solver. Things we can't see. It just pays to pay attention to God in the storms we are, especially in the storm of this pandemic. I don't know of anything that's been more disruptive in America's history that has caused so much turmoil that we can't seem to get around and move on. The Word of God has a lot of comfort through all this. One of the most practical ways to pay attention is to read His book. In 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16, the Bible says all scriptures. That means red letters and black letters, the whole Bible. Some people think, you know, because Jesus said it in red letters, it is important because it was the mouth of our Savior. But remember this. Every word in this Bible is God-directed and God-written. It says, all scripture is given by the inspiration of God. Red letters or black letters, all of it is by God Himself. It is profitable for doctrine, for the understanding of God, for the study of God, for the love of God. It's for reproof, it's for correction. You know, for a parent trying to bring protection to their children, it takes correction sometimes, and when correction doesn't come with love, it always causes rebellion. But the word of God is love, is powerful. It's for instruction in righteousness. See, I'm a righteous person. I live in righteousness because of my salvation in Christ. I was born into righteousness when I was born again. But I need to walk in that and fulfill all that righteousness in my life so I can have God pleased with me on the journey of my life. And then in verse 17, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. The man of God, the person of God, may be complete, thoroughly equipped in every good work. As a pastor, I have found myself so many times not fully equipped. As a Christian, I can look back and wish I could have said that better and done that better. I have all those in my life. But the Bible says when I'm fully equipped, when I'm fully paying attention, when I'm in the Word of God, when I'm walking with fellowship with God, that Bible, the Word, His Spirit, can make all the difference in my life. See, it pays to pay attention to the Word of God. It thoroughly equips us for all the things that have taken in our lives. It's so practical when we read it. All Scripture is by given. It's profitable for correction. In 2 Timothy 2, let me read verse 15. Be diligent to present yourself approved to God, a worker who does not need to be ashamed, but rightly dividing the word of truth. I guess what really bothers God as much as anything is when we say that we're telling you what God says and we don't even know what He said, just by our ideas, because we're not rightly dividing the Word of God. Man, I've heard some people say some things in church that I wonder, where in the world are we at spiritually? Are you a spiritual person? Do you love the Word of God? Do you read it? Do you study it? Do you apply it? Do you know it? Do you know the Ten Commandments? You know where they are in the Bible? Simple stuff like that can make a big difference. You know why it's simple to know where it's at? Because sometimes you need to read them. And they will always bring correction and direction to your life. They'll protect you because it's the truth of what God wants us to be. In Proverbs 3:18, poverty and shame shall be to him who refuses instructions. Poverty and shame will come to those who refuse to take the instructions of God and His Word. But see, God is always speaking to us in the Word. I had a preaching professor years ago, and he told me that if you really want to preach the Word of God, read it over and over. And I do. I take a text, and I read it, and I lights come on. And I read it again, and some more lights come on. And then I keep reading that Bible. I digest that Word of God. I try to read that text 100 times because whenever you read the Word of God, you've been reading the Word of God and you've read it maybe 100 times and all of a sudden you're reading, all of a sudden lights come on. All of a sudden it's at a time where it's correcting and it's directing and it's helping. You've never seen that before because the Word of God is always there to help us in all those parts of our lives. And so it's important for us to pay attention to the Word of God. This is how people operate. We listen too much to people. Whatever I can talk you into, somebody can talk you out of. If you ask me my opinion on a matter, you know, let me tell you something. A lost person's ideas and convictions are as strong as mine. I tell you, that's their DNA. So I want you to know, if I can talk you into becoming a Christian, somebody can talk you out of becoming a Christian. But the Word of God brings you into salvation. Nobody can take that from you. It must be by the Word of God. See, I want to just let you say, Satan can capture our attention, and the Word of God is there to take us deep, to fight it off, to give us correction, and to give us peace in a storm. How does the Word of God work? Psalms 119:11, the Word of God have I hid my heart, that I might not sin. See, the Word of God identifies sin. We live in such a crazy world today. What used to be sin 100 years ago is no longer even close to sin now. See, we just continue to rationalize, keep lying and keep talking and keep convincing ourselves. What is right? When you read the Ten Commandments, you say, well, gee whiz, that's a long time ago. No, that's for right now. See, the Word of God is fresh, it's new, and Satan has distracted us so we don't know what to believe. We can't even understand it. It's so easy to be far away from God and all the things in our world that takes us place. So I just want you to know, if you're not a student of the Word of God, it'll pay for you to become one. And when you get to the big words, there's all kinds of help. There's all kinds of directions there. Let me show you what I used to do. Years and years ago, when I began to study the Bible, I listened to it on tape back in those days, now CD. When you listen to tape and you read it at the same time, you have all these senses taking it in. Your hearing's coming, your speaking's into your life. When you can just listen to the Word of God, meditate on the Word of God, it will enhance your life. It pays to pay attention to the precious Word of God, especially of all distractions, because the Word of God, it just tells us what sin is. It identifies sin. And you know what? Far too many Christians argue what sin is today. And some just not been in the Word of God. So I want to encourage you. It identifies sin. The Word of God will point it out to us. In Proverbs chapter 24, and when he talks about all that happens in their lives, in verses six through seven. For by wise counsel you will wage your own war. In a multitude of counselors there is safety. Wisdom is to the lofty for a fool. He does not open his mouth in the gate. See, wisdom comes to control your tongue. Wisdom controls your thinking. It's deeper than deep. See, my biggest problem is the things that I've said. Now, everything I've preached for years has been recorded. And man, I listen to some of the recordings and I said, gee whiz, where was I? God has perfected me. God has strengthened me. God has given me wisdom. I've said a lot of things I could have said better. We all have. But when you become a student of the Word of God, you'll be less. You'll say more things that are correct. See, there is a way that seemeth right, but in the end, the thereof, there's a way of death. And so I just want you to know that in all the things that happens in my life, God teaches us what's right from wrong. The Word of God protects us. It blesses us in so many ways. In Proverbs chapter 2, let me just go back there and read that to you. It's a wonderful story how in chapter 2, verses 1 through 8, about the wisdom of Christ and how it begins to work. My son, if you receive my words and treasure my commands within you, so that you may incline your ear to wisdom and apply your heart to understanding. Yes, if you cry out for discernment and lift up your voice for understanding, if you seek her as silver and search her for her as forbidden hidden treasures, then you will understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. For the Lord gives wisdom, from his mouth unto comes knowledge and understanding. He stores up sound wisdom for the upright. He is a shield to those who walk uprightly. He guards the path of justice and preserves the way of the saints. He is a God who will take care of every part of my life. Let me just give you some help right here. If you just want to make it practical, read a Proverbs a day. Meditate on it. It's phenomenal. You think you know? Keep reading it, you'll know more. You think you understand? Keep studying it, you'll understand more. So I just, you know, in the Baptist faith, our strength that we have is our small groups, our Sunday school. Many denominations have just left that. Let me share this with you. What makes a big church big is small groups. You know why? Because there are people who have dedicated to serve and study the Word of God. They're a cut ahead. And maybe you came as a child and maybe you used to come to Sunday school years ago, but let me share with you. Just because your hair is gray doesn't mean you're wise. It's the wisdom of God to continue to study that brings wisdom to our lives. And it comes in series of our lives. It comes in seasons of our lives. what I know now in my aging, I never even thought about when I was 16 years of age. But at 16, I need to know what I need to think about at 16. It's always changing. So let me just encourage you. It shields us. Nobody can talk you out of the Word of God because it's God speaking to us. Just remember that. When you read the Word of God, it's simple. He's speaking to us through this Word. He's helping us. Nobody has more power than the Word of God in your life. And He knows how to help you. He knows how to counsel you. He knows how to take you where you are. The Word warns us about consequences of sin. God pursues sin aggressively with like a radar. As you're one of His believers, things will happen in your life. The consequences of sin is phenomenal. Let me just give you just a quick history lesson. Ask Lot about his wife. Ask Noah, who will drown. Ask Noah what got him into that spot. Ask Pharaoh, as the firstborn died throughout all of Israel, out of Egypt. Ask Pharaoh if sin doesn't have consequences. Ask Ananias and Sapphira on their altar of God when they drop dead if sin doesn't have consequences. Ask a person in the Grange prison, and I've asked a lot of them, sin has consequences. Proverbs 5, 3 through 7, it teaches us. Let me just read this to you in Proverbs 5. I want to just read verses 3 through 7 about consequences and what can make a difference in your life to study Christ, the Word of God. In Proverbs 5, 3, for the lips of an immoral woman drip honey, and her mouth is smoother than oil, but in the end, she is bitter as wormwood, sharp as a two-edged sword. Her feet go down to death. Her steps lay hold of hell. Lest you ponder her path of life. Her ways are unstable. You do not know them. Therefore, hear me now, you children, and do not depart from the words of my mouth. Remove your way far from her, and do not go near to the door of her house. Lest you'll give honor to others in your years of cruelty won. In the heat of the biggest temptation in the world, God can protect you from that. God can give you ways through that. God can let you reason it. Man, when your emotions and your hormones are pumping, man, the devil just knows this is when he can seize and destroy lives. There's nothing more painful than I watch godly men and women who step off a cliff of immorality. They hurt so many people in the kingdom. They break so many hearts. If they'd have read Proverbs chapter 5, they'd had a warning, instruction of how God can end us and help us in our lives. Now, remember, the devil is out to kill you, destroy you any way he can. The Word of God is here to protect you. It pays to study it. It pays to know it. You'd be a lot less fighting, a lot less bickering, a lot more serving, a lot more giving in our lives. Are you ready to pay attention? Are you ready to say, God, help me to study the Word of God? I hope that before long, all of our small groups open up and get back to in-person if you can. We thank God for those who are on Zooming and continue to have that discipline. It's a blessing to have that. But I want you to think about applying your life and getting to a Bible study. Do it on purpose because it pays. God's Word, it points you to a person who can take away sin in your life. Jesus, I am the way, the truth. No one comes to the Father but by me. See, the Word of God points us to a way to take away sin of our lives. It's a wonderful journey. I can't ask you enough. I can't ask you too many times. Study your Bible. It pays to pay attention to the Word of God in an evil world because He is the protector. He is the shield. Man, He is a God that's bigger than big and loves me and wants me to be protected. He sent His Son to pay for our sins so we can walk in freedom. Study your Bible and you'll see God become bigger and your problems become smaller. You'll see your mouth begin to change and begin more encouraging instead of picking apart. It pays to serve sins. Remember this, our sins will find us out. Guilt is real. Suffering is hard. May you come to Christ and stay in His Word. I want to thank you for paying attention here tonight. I pray that you become encouraged in the Word of God. And remember, this Bible is sharp, quicker than a two-edged sword, sharper than a two-edged sword. It wants to bless you. Read it. It'll be the difference in your life for the days to come. Let me pray for you. Father, I ask that you would bless everyone who hear this message. I pray that you would make a difference in their life as we will pay attention to you. And Father, there's no greater way than paying attention to the precious word that you've written for us to come through storms, to help us to fight evil, and to be bold and courageous by faith. You bless families, protect us. Bless the illnesses, the diseases, storms that come. Thank God for being bigger and show us how to come through it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you. Thank you for listening tonight. Hope to see you in church soon. God bless you.